Doktor Konstančiai, 9 metai, lapkričio 27 diena. Toliau skaitame Mahabharata, verstą Krishna Dharmas Prabhu. Pirmą dalį 16 skyrių, kuris vadinasi Galingasis Džarasandha. After living in Raprastha, Krishna had traveled quickly back to Dwarka. As he entered the city, he was greeted by his relatives, friends and countless citizens. After approaching King Ugrasena to offer respects, Krishna saluted Balarama and then went to see his wives and sons. Finally, he entered the palace of his principal queen, Rukmini, to rest. Iš visų karalienių 16 tūkstančių pagrindinė buvo Rukmini. During the coming months, he heard about the Pandavas' incomparable assembly hall. He also heard that Subhadra's first son had been born and that they had named him Abhimanyu. Krishna was joyful to hear that the Pandavas were flourishing and he began to desire to see them again. Reiškia, va, Dievą galima patraukti su savo norais. Pandavai norėjo pamatyti, Krishna norėjo pamatyti. Krishna irgi asmenybė, jis gali norėti, gali nenorėti. Bet jį pritraukia mūsų pačių prisirišimas prie jo. Each day Krishna went to the Sudharma Assembly Hall to meet with the citizens. Vishwakarma, the architect of the gods, had constructed this hall, and it had the special quality of freeing those who entered it from the six kinds of material sufferings: hunger, thirst, lamentation, illusion, old age, and death. Nu, čia va, sugebėdavo architektai tokius mistinės salės pastatyti. When Krishna entered the hall, he would bow before King Ugrasena, then take his seat on a bejeweled golden throne. Aš kai viską jis įrodė savo pavyzdžiui Krishna, jis nusilenkdavo Ugrasenai, kaip vyriausiam karaliui miesto, valdovui. Bet kaip padaryti tokią sarę, kad iš šešių dalykų išvaduotų netgi iš mirties, iš senatvės, iš iliuzijos, kančių. Sunku pasakyti, toliau nedetalizuojama. Although not Dvarka's king, Krishna was nevertheless respected as the most important person present. The city's inhabitants understood his divine status. Reiškia, įdomu, rašo, kad miesto gyventojai žinojo, kad čia aukščiausias dievo asmuo. They regarded him as their natural leader, especially after he had personally deposed the previous king Kamsa, Ugrasena's cruel son, and freed them from his reign of terror. Once everyone was settled in the hall, jesters, dancers, and musicians were called out to entertain the Yadavas. Brahmins recited Vedic texts or chanted hymns and prayers, and one could hear the sounds of mridanga drums, flutes and bells around the hall, as well as blasts from numerous conch shells. Nu, va, mridangos jau buvo. Fleitos buvo. Varpeliai buvo. Krishna and Balaram enjoyed the various performances, and they resembled the sun and moon amid so many shining planets. One day, soon after Krishna had received news of the opening of the Maya Sabha, a stranger arrived at the Sudharma hall. Krishna gave him permission to enter, and he stepped forward with folded palms. The man introduced himself as a king from a distant territory, one that Jarasandha had conquered. He explained how the Magadha king had become more and more aggressive, how he imprisoned the thousands of kings he conquered. and how he kept them in a wretched condition until he was ready to kill them. He had managed to escape and had come as a messenger on the other king's behalf. O Krishna, O Unlimited One, we beg you to deliver us from our miserable condition. Jarasandha is as powerful as 10,000 elephants. He has therefore been able to imprison us just a lion captures a flock of sheep. You are the most powerful person and are always kindly disposed to those who seek your shelter. Therefore, please act for your good for our good fortune. It was well known that Krishna had fought and defeated Jarasandha many times, but the evil monarch had somehow escaped with his life. Jarasandha hated Krishna for his killing of Kamsa, who was both Jarasandha's friend and his son-in-law. In an attempt to avenge Kamsa, Jarasandha had marched against the Yadus again and again at the front of a vast army, but each time his army had been destroyed and he had returned in shame to his kingdom to rebuild his forces, still burning with hatred for Krishna. Čia yra ta nepykantos pavydo prigimtis, reiškia. Nepaisant to, kad asmo, kuris turi pavydą, nepykanta kyla dažniausiai iš pavydo. Jeigu asmo yra turi nepykantą, jisai netgi ir pralaimėjęs vis tiek galvos, kad jis yra teisus. Ir jisai vėl ruošis duot, vėl ruošis keršyt, vėl ruošis atnešt kančias. Tu gali 10 kartų jį pasodinti, jis vis tiek nesupras, kad aukštesnė ministerija rodo, tai yra ženklas, kad reik sustot. Jis vis tiek, o ką reiškia nepykanta? Baisus dalykas. Krishna looked compassionately at the messenger. As he was about to reply, Narada Rishi suddenly entered the hall. The sage came before Krishna, who immediately arose with his ministers to offer his heartfelt obeisances. Krishna offered the sage a seat and personally worshipped him with argya. Yetas, yetas. Kokia rolė. Krishna visai nesunku savo bhaktam tarnau. He then said, O sage among the gods, it is fortunate indeed that we see you here today. You are able to travel freely throughout the worlds, and therefore you know everything. Please tell us how the Pandavas are faring at present, and what are Yudhishthira's plans? Krishna's question was significant. By his mystic power, he understood that Yudhishthira was designing to perform the Rajasuya sacrifice, which would entail his having to conquer Jarasandha.
Čia irgi toks įdomus momentas, kad Krishna šita tokia labai gal kalijugiška patarlė, bet jis nušauna vienu šūviu du zuikius. Iš mūsų gyvenimo mes matom, kad Krishna tvarkydamas vieną situaciją sutvarko iškart keletą. Dėl to vėl ir vėl įsitikinam, kad geriausia juo pasitikėti, nes jis tvarko geriausiai.
Narada replied, My dear Lord, I know that nothing is beyond your knowledge, yet still you act like an ordinary man and question me. I can therefore tell you that Yudhishthira is as well established in his kingdom as Indra is in Amaravati. He now desires to perform the great Rajasuya sacrifice and he is making the necessary preparations. Even now he is praying that you will go to Indraprastha and assist him. Indeed, he has asked me to come and invite you. Krishna thanked Narada for the information and turned to his chief advisor Uddhava. What should be done? Uddhava replied, It seems that you can achieve two things at once. By going to Indraprastha, You will both enable your cousin to perform the sacrifice and bring about Jarasandha's destruction. Jarasandha has now amassed such a large army that the only way we can defeat him is in a one-on-one encounter. Only one person is capable of facing him in a hand-to-hand combat, Bhima. If Bhima approaches Jarasandha disguised as a Brahmin, then he can beg from him a fight. Jarasandha is famous for never refusing a Brahmin's request. My dear Krishna, you should accompany Bhima to Magadha. He will certainly be successful in the fight if you are there to guide him.
Įdomus dalykas, kad reiškia, nors ir demoniški karaliai būdavo, bet jie vis tiek kažkokią askezę atlikdavo. Ir, pavyzdžiui, Jarasandha niekad neatsisakydavo išpildyti Brahmano prašymą, kur ir koks jis būtų demoniškas. Taip sakant, vediniai demonai patys prisilaikydavo vedinių tam tikrų instrukcijų.
The assembly voiced their approval. The Yarus had already been planning how to kill the belligerent Jarasandha. This seemed like a good solution. Thus Krishna agreed to go to Indraprastha, reassuring the imprisoned king's messenger. He took permission from King Ugrasena and his father Vasudeva to depart, then rose and left the assembly. Krishna decided to travel and stayed with all his family members to Indraprastha. So he had arranged the Yadavs in a long procession around him. Amid the sounds of bugles, drums, trumpets, and conch shells, the party left Dwaraka on thousands of golden chariots adorned with jewels, silks, and flax. Tūkstančiais. Soldiers armed with swords and lances and mounted upon great black horses protected them on all sides. The noble ladies proceeded in their palanquins, behind them bulls, mules, and asses carried supplies and paraphernalia for the long journey. Krishna and Rukmini traveled in the center of the procession on a chariot driven by Daruka and Jaitra, his two personal servants. The party passed through the provinces of Anartha, Sauvira, and Kurukshetra. They crossed the rivers Drishadvati and Saraswati, and then passed through the districts of Panchala and Matsyan. Finally, they arrived at the outskirts of Indraprastha and sent an advance party to inform the Pandavas that they would soon arrive. When Yudhishthira heard that Krishna had arrived, he cried out in joy. Along with his brothers, he immediately ran out of the city to greet him. He ordered the royal musicians to play and learned Brahmins to recite sacred hymns from the Vedas. The Pandavas then embraced Krishna with affection and led him into Indraprastha. Krishna saw that the city was festively decorated with festoons, streamers, and colorful garlands. Thousands of citizens crowded in the streets as he passed by with the Pandavas on his way to their palace. The procession of Yadavas following him moved with difficulty through the thick of crowds. They were all led to the royal quarters by Indraprastha's chief citizens and leaders. After Krishna had rested and refreshed himself and his family had been settled, Yudhishthira approached him to discuss the Rajasuya. My dear Krishna, I desire to perform the sacrifice, but I wonder if I shall be successful. Reiškia, Yudhishthira toks kvalifikuotas, jisai abejojo, ar jisai bus sėkmingas ar ne. Tai nepaprastas ritualas. Please tell me what is best for me. I know you will never speak out of any motive other than for my welfare. Therefore, I shall depend entirely upon your words in deciding my course of action.
Čia gražus dalykas pasakytas, kad Krishnas motyvai visą laiką yra skaidrus. Jeigu jis kažką mums daro, tai tikrai neišnoro mums pakenkti ar keršyti ar skriausti. Tik iš meilės. Nors kartais, nors tikrai labai sunku priimti, kai gauni vėžį, kad tai yra Krišnos meilė. Tiliam protui labai sunku tai padaryti, arba kai tave apvogia, arba primuša. Tam rekvalifikacijas, pandavai turėjo kvalifikaciją, kad kai juos faktiškai grinai mirti stumdavo, vis tiek primdavo tai, kad tai yra lemtis, o lemtis tai yra Krišna. Ir vis tiek ant Krišnas nepykdavo, jie pilna meilė išlaikydavo jam. Yudhishthira sat in his hall surrounded by his brothers. An iridescent glow from the thousands of celestial gems set in the walls lit up their faces, and they looked at Krishna awaiting his advice. Reiškia, tūkstančiai dangiškų brangmenių, reiškia, jie šviesą duoda tie brangmenių. Arba atspindi saulės šviesą. Galim tik įsivaizduoti, ant kiek yra malonu, kada tave apšviečia brangakmenių šviesa. Čia dar tokia, kaip rašo čia nais vaivorykštinės vaivorykštės spalvų šviesa sklindant iš tūkstančių dangiškų brangmenių, kurie buvo inkrustuoti sienose, nušvietė Krišnos veidą. In the next expectant silence of the hall, the soft murmur of Brahmins chanting hymns could be heard drifting in from nearby temples. Krishna sat peacefully with his hands in his lap. Maidservants adorned with bright gold ornaments fanned him gently with chamras and fans made of peacock feathers. Turning to Yudhishthira, he said, "You are fit in every way to perform the Rajasuya sacrifice and become the world emperor, but you will first have to overthrow the powerful Jarasandha, who has formed a near invincible alliance with numerous other monarchs. He has extended his influence and control throughout the middle portion of the earth, and has designs on the rest. He is the biggest stumbling block to your plans." Krishna then listed the names of the many kings subservient to Jarasandha. All were Krishna's enemies, and many of them had been defeated by him and Balaram in various battles over the years. Now they had come together under Jarasandha's leadership. With these kings united, their armies would be impossible to defeat. What then do you think should be done, our descendant of Kuru? How will you overpower Jarasandha? Aiškiai, visais laikais telkdavosi dieviškos asmenybės vieną pusę, demoniškos į kitą. Ir tai buvo visais laikais šitą kovą vyko. Nieko nepakeisto. Matriam pasaulyje. Ir sūros, ir rasūros. Bhima leaped to his feet. It wouldn't be wise to send out an army to oppose Jarasandha in his own province. We should challenge him to single combat. I have the strength to defeat him, and you, Krishna, are expert in policy. Arjuna always brings victory. Therefore, let us three go to Magadha and challenge him. I am confident of success. Krishna replied, "This is my thought also. Indeed, the wise Uddhava advised me in the same way. I, for one, am prepared to accompany Bhima and Arjuna to Magadha to bring about the sinful Jarasandha's death." Yudhishthira was uncertain. He moved uneasily on his throne. "How can I allow you to go on my behalf?" he asked. "How too can I risk the lives of Bhima and Arjuna? They are my eyes and you are my mind, O Krishna. Bereft of any of you, I couldn't possibly continue to live. Don't go. I think that even Yamaraj wouldn't be able to face Jarasandha. Pray desist from this determination to fight with him. I shall give up my desire to perform the Rajasuya. It seems an impossible goal." Yudhishthira's voice was pleading. His love for Krishna overpowered any thought of Krishna's divinity and unassailable position. Iškeva, čia yra dvasinė iliuzija. Kaip pamenukai iš meilės Krishna pamiršta, kad Krishna aukščiausias dievo asmuo, taip ir Yudhishthira, kadangi buvo premoj, jis pamirš buvo vidinės energijos globojus, jis pamiršo, kad čia yra Krishna. Ir kad jo nieks negali nužudyti, kad jo kūnas visai net nematerialus. Bet čia iš meilės. Arjuna then spoke, we are born in a race famous for its valor and prowess. Special, how can we, like weak men, shrink back in fear of an enemy? We are kshatriyas. Our duty is to fight and, if necessary, lay down our lives in battle. There can be no higher act for us than to fight Jarasandha and try to rescue the imprisoned kings. If we don't go, men shall revile us as worthless. Such dishonor would be worse than death. Va čia yra vedinis kšatris. Jam reiškia, mirtis tikrai nebuvo baisi. Reiškia, pirma jam buvo pareiga, tai yra teisingumo jausmas. Jeigu kažkas skriaudžia, kšatrio kraujyje yra apginti. Net jeigu tai ir kainuos mirti. Bet nešlovė kšatrio yra baisiau negu mirtis. Arjuna irgi Arjuna žaidė tą rolę. Arjuna nereikėjo to šlovės, bet jis rodo pavyzdį, koks kšatrijas turi būti. Arjuna buvo net nedžyva. Nara Narayana Rishi. Krishna agreed, Arjuna has shown the mood of one born in the Bharata race. We don't know when death will overtake us, nor have we heard that immortality has been obtained by desisting from battle. The wise have decreed that one should, by taking resource in strength and policy, confront his enemies. Let us therefore encounter Jarasandha. Either we shall kill him, or being ourselves killed, ascend to him. Yudhishthira then became curious to know more of Jarasandha's history. Krishna explained that he being born to King Brihadratha, a powerful ruler of Magadha, when a rishi had blessed the king to attain a son. The rishi had given Brihadratha a charmed mango to give to his senior queen, but the king divided it into two so that both his queens might conceive. Both wives then gave birth to only half a child. The sorrowing queens threw the two halves into the forest, where a Rakshasa woman named Jara had picked them up. She put them together, and the child suddenly came to life with a roar. Jara returned the baby to the king, who named him Jarasandha, or one who was joined by Jara. Čia vėl ta mistika, ne? Kad jis čia gali sulipinti du kūnus. Gali pagimdyti po pusę. Vienais laikais, kada yra asmenybė tokia kvalifikacija, reiškia visiškai nesudarydavo jokių sunkumų šitie dalykai. Visiškai nedarydavo jokių sunkumų. Kaip tai padarydavo? Tik su mistiniam galim. Krishna added, the time has now come to destroy this Jarasandha. Without a duo, Bhima will defeat him in a single combat. Jarasandha will not refuse to fight. Therefore, King, grant us your permission to depart. Yudhishthira assented to Krishna's desire. Seeing your mind set upon this purpose, O Keshava, I consider Jarasandha already killed and all the imprisoned kings released. You will certainly lead Bhima and Arjuna to victory over that evil monarch. O Krishna, what cannot be accomplished by one who has you as his guide? The three heroes decided to set off immediately. They dressed themselves as snatakas, students just finishing their education and seeking charity. Leaving Indraprastha, they resembled the sun, the moon, and the fire god joined together. Their wrath toward Jarasandha inflamed, their bodies appeared to blaze. When the people saw the three of them resolutely heading out, they considered Jarasandha already killed. They traveled east for many days. At last they came to the Goradha hill, from where they could see Jarasandha's capital, Girivraja.
Sitting amid forest land, the city was beautiful with its lakes and grazing cattle. Fine mansions and palaces shone from the city center, and five large hills covered with blossoming trees surrounded it. Krishna told the two Pandavas that this region had long ago been developed by Manu himself, the father of mankind. The largest of the five hills, Chaityaka, protected the city's main gate. The three heroes ascended this hill and began to tear down its peak with their bare hands. They hurled boulders and created a landslide. At the foot of the hill was a massive drum made from the skin of a Rakshasa that Charasandha had slain. Having been struck once, the drum would vibrate for a full month, and Charasandha had it continually sounded to warn anyone who even thought of attacking the city. Arjuna and Krishna smashed the drum to pieces. Ну, а прасидата историас. Climbing down the hill, they clambered over the wall surrounding the city to gain entrance. The guards stood back in surprise as the free-appearing Brahmins made their unusual entrance. Bhima led them along the streets toward the king palace. They saw numerous attractive well-stocked shops. As they walked past the flower vendors, they snatched garlands and put them on. They strode into Jarasandha's palace and made their way to the central courtyard where the king was performing a sacrifice. Reiškia, buvo parduotuvės. Ir Jarasandha atlikinėjo jagiją. Nu va, tai ties to mes čia ir baigsime. Kitą dieną skaitysim antrą dalį. Hare Krishna.